What's on your mind? Sometimes I get really mad. What can I do? Mad and Melbourne.
Dear Mad, here are some things you should know about feeling angry, plus some ideas to try next time you're upset. Keep trying. The friend. Get the facts. Fact 1. Feeling angry doesn't mean you're bad. Sometimes those feelings are a signal to do something positive to feel better. Try the ideas on this page the next time you need to chill out. Fact 2. Heavenly Father always loves you and understands your feelings. You can pray and tell Him about your feelings anytime. The Holy Ghost can comfort you and help you feel calm. Fact 3. It's never okay to hurt someone when you're angry, with your words or your body. If you are mad at someone, try talking with them and finding a solution. If someone is hurting you, make sure you get help right away. Strike a pose. The way we move can change how we feel. Try this next time you're upset. Step 1. Stand like a superhero. Step 2. Breathe in and stretch up high. Step 3. Breathe out slowly and reach for the ground. Step 4. Repeat. Make a calming glitter bottle. When you're upset and want to feel calm, shake the bottle, then breathe deeply. As you watch the glitter settle, let your feelings settle too. Step 1. Fill a plastic bottle with water. Leave a little room at the top. Step 2. Add lots of fine glitter. Step 3. Add clear glue if you want the glitter to move more slowly. Step 4. Glue or tape the lid tightly closed. It's ready to shake. Also try. You could also add food coloring, bigger glitter, glitter glue, pipe cleaners bent in fun shapes, etc. Have fun with it. Let it drift away. Here's something you can try while watching your calming glitter bottle. Sit or lie in a comfy position. Breathe in so your stomach expands like a balloon. Breathe out slowly. Try doing this 5 times. Imagine your angry thoughts turning into clouds. As you breathe, let the thoughts drift away. If new angry thoughts come, watch them turn into clouds and drift away too. When I'm angry, I can talk to someone about how I feel, pray for help to calm down, run, dance, or play a sport, write in my journal, count backwards from 100, draw a picture, use my calming glitter bottle, or write your own ideas on page 35. What's on your mind? Do you have a question about the gospel, growing up, or getting a testimony? Email us at friend@ldschurch.org and put "What's on your mind?" in the subject line. Don't forget to include the permission statement on page 39. We're excited to hear from you. End of the article, "What's on your mind?" read by Sean Nelson and Noah Strongin.